Hey, everybody, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and another month has rolled around. That means another chat with Casey Hollins of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. She is the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations. Casey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having us back on again.
Always a pleasure. Always enjoy these chats. And before we get to the meat of things, I want to go off script a little bit and recognize REC for its donation of $3,000 to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank recently during the Mad Jazz and Wine Festival out in Culpeper. I know Tracy and Jeff were out there doing the check presentation. And just want to recognize you all for what you do for the area's hungry.
Well, thank you so much for that recognition. Yes, we were really honored to be able to make that donation as part of that event, and more importantly, to be able to help those who need food in the community. So it was really an honor, and we're happy to do it anytime.
Yeah, I think more people than ever this year are a food challenge, so we thank you for your part. I know you're always a big part of our Camping for Hunger, and we look forward to having you out this way in November.
Yes, we're excited to be part of that again as well.
Okay, great. So let's dive in here. We're talking about hiring and the growth of REC, and that leads to a hiring, which is at an all-time high. So tell us about that.
Well, at REC, we are really excited about creating opportunities, whether it's opportunities in the community and opportunities within our company. And the electric industry is at a pivotal point where there's a lot of growth and opportunity taking place. So unlike for many decades, we now have 10 or more job openings across Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, as well as our affiliates. We have a couple of other affiliate companies that we're really happy to now be able to offer job opportunities under as well. Those include Brillet, which is our IT company, Vividly Brighter, which is a company that we have supporting our products and services to add value to our members, things like electricians, water heater replacement, et cetera. And then we have a company called Hyperscale Energy Solutions, which is dedicated to the service that we will provide to our data center customers. So these positions include leadership level engineers, specialists, electricians, even a mechanic. We also have opportunities within my team in communications and distribution design. So this growth is really driven by a lot of new technology happening, our customer demand. We really pay close attention to the needs and expectations of our members and strive to meet or exceed those whenever possible, and system upgrades. We want to make sure that our electric service remains the most reliable as possible. So these positions will really not only strengthen the service we provide our members, but are providing really incredible opportunities for individuals who want a career with us.
And that's a wide range of careers. And in the in my watching of news every night, I also get a feel that more and more schools are offering trade type curriculums too. And I know you guys are partnering with Laurel Ridge Community College. So tell me about that.
Yes, we have actually partnered across our service territory with a couple of community colleges. Laurel Ridge Community College is our newest partnership up in the area where your listeners are most likely listening. And we also have a partnership down in the southern part of our service territory with Southside Community College. So while we don't have all of the details with the Laurel Ridge Community College program, it is a big step forward for our community. We know that there are a lot of young students in school, as well as, you know, adults that may be looking for a career transition, and this is a valuable training that can position them to be able to step into lineman positions, whether it's with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative or with another electric utility in the area. So these trade school opportunities are incredibly beneficial for that purpose. They also, at REC, we also provide scholarships that will help cover room and board for anyone who's interested in participating in one of these training schools. So we've had a few students who've participated, whether it's through the Southside Community College program that we currently have, and have actually come on board to work at REC. They've benefited from the scholarship we have and are now in really powerful careers. So one other thing along the lines of scholarships, because we know everybody's not looking to go into a trade school, but we also award scholarships on an annual basis. So this year, we are once again awarding over $20,000 in scholarships, and these are for students who are currently in college, high school students that are going to attend college, but also for students who are looking to go into a trade school, even if it's not a lineman trade school or an energy-related trade school. So this is a great opportunity for students who live within the REC service territory and receive electricity from us to apply for funding to help them further their education.
Just some great opportunities for students. So there you are, kids. And I also know that REC has some special programs for high schoolers like Girl Power. Share with us more about that.
I would be happy to. Girl Power is actually one of my personal favorite programs. It happens every year in October. This year it's happening on October 30th. It takes place in Palmyra, Virginia, which is near Fluvanna in Louisa County. And we actually have students from all over the 22 counties we serve. Students from your listening area have actually come down every year. One of the teachers there has a bus that brings them down. And it gives these high school girls a chance to explore careers in the electric industry. They get hands-on experiences. So it's not like coming and listening to lectures. You actually get to put your hands on the equipment and the tools and really see and feel what it's like to do the work that a line crew would do or that a substation worker would do or someone working on the metering technology. And the electric industry is so much bigger than that. So now we bring in drone experts to do a demonstration on drone technology. We also bring in fiber technicians because that's really an exploding career field. So we typically have around 80 girls from across the Commonwealth, and we are a proud sponsor every year. We've had students that have attended every year, one of them actually being from your listening area who is pursuing a career as a line worker.
Cool.
So there's so much enthusiasm from my perspective around this program because I know that this field is not usually one where girls see themselves having a career, but it actually is. And I really encourage anyone interested in exploring the career field to attend Girl Power.
And you've got something called Youth Tour as well. So tell us about that.
Yes, so Youth Tour has been happening for decades. It's one of our longest standing programs. It takes place every year in June, and it's an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. through our National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. We take anywhere from 4 to 6 students every year, and they get to spend a week with students from across the United States. They learn about leadership. They get to visit Capitol Hill. They get to engage with elected officials. They get to see and experience things in our government that people may not get to see on a family trip to Washington, D.C. So that application is currently open, and the deadline is January 31st of 2026. So we would be really excited for any student that is interested in learning more or getting a behind-the-scenes look at our United States government to participate in that program.
I think, you know, being so close to D.C., we always kind of take it for granted that we're near that center of power. I remember my trips in junior high to D.C., and I don't think I ever appreciated those enough. So that is very cool. Now, someone's listening and wants to learn more or apply. Where should they go for these opportunities?
Sure. Well, you can find our current job openings anytime at our website, which is myrec.coop/careers. We have our scholarship information on our website and our youth tour information on our website year-round as well. The scholarship quick link is myrec.coop/scholarships. And for youth tour, you can go to myrec.coop/youth tour, or you can just go straight to our page and type in the search bar, careers, scholarships, and youth tour. There's so much happening at REC right now. Our website is really a great place for you to go and see the latest. And you can also follow us on social media where we post pictures and more information and details about all of these programs and so much more.
And I urge all of you to do that. These are such amazing opportunities. As REC continues to grow, the opportunities grow as well. Casey Hollins, thank you very much. If I didn't love radio so much, I think I would explore one of these opportunities.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, Casey Hollins, everybody, Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. You can always visit them, myrec.coop.